You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting ragers, women who use their anger, often righteous, though not always, to accomplish extraordinary things. Today, we're talking about an anti-feminist spokesperson who successfully campaigned against the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. Let's talk about Phyllis Schlafly.
I'm interested in your characterization of women's liberation people or as a group. In November 1972, in your newsletter, you wrote, "Their motive is totally radical. They hate men, marriage, and children. They are out to destroy morality and the family." Do you still feel that? Is that quote still inaccurate?
Yes, I think that it is an anti-family movement. I think they target men as the enemy. They teach that women have been kept in a condition of oppression and serfdom for all these years. It is a negative view of life, and they wake up in the morning thinking the cards are stacked against them. Now, I don't think you get ahead in this world by projecting your problems onto society and saying that it's society's fault. Everybody has problems.
Phyllis Stewart was born in St. Louis, Missouri on August 15, 1924. During the Great Depression, her father frequently faced unemployment, so her mother became the breadwinner of the family. Phyllis put herself through college by working for a World War II munitions testing facility. She later graduated from Harvard's Radcliffe College with a master's in political science. Following graduation, she worked at conservative think tanks and successfully campaigned for Republican candidates in her hometown of St. Louis. In 1949, Phyllis married John Schlafly Jr., a wealthy lawyer who was 15 years her senior. In 1952, Phyllis decided to step into the spotlight and ran for Congress, pitching herself as a traditional wife and homemaker. Despite her victory in the primary, she lost the general election. Phyllis didn't have a lot of luck in electoral politics. She was closely associated with Barry Goldwater's losing presidential election in 1964. She lost the race for president of the National Federation of Republican Women in 1967 and lost another congressional race in 1970. Despite these electoral losses, Phyllis remained strident in her conservative ideology. She railed against communism, wrote books about national defense, hosted a radio show on national security, and received a law degree, all while advocating that the rightful role for women was in the home. In the 1970s, Phyllis's ideology collided with new legislation moving swiftly through Congress, the Equal Rights Amendment. The Equal Rights Amendment, or ERA, was designed to guarantee equal legal rights regardless of sex. Both houses in Congress had passed the amendment with more than 90% support. To become law, it needed to be ratified by 38 states. Phyllis decided that the ERA needed to be stopped. She founded and appointed herself chairwoman of the organization Stop ERA. STOP was an acronym for Stop Taking Our Privileges. The group was later renamed the Eagle Forum. Phyllis claimed the ERA threatened traditional roles for women. She warned it would take away privileges like exemption from the military draft, while also opening the door to conservative boogeymen like same-sex marriage and co-ed bathrooms. By the time Phyllis began her campaign in 1972, the ERA was just 10 states shy of being ratified. She needed to find a way to shift the cultural momentum. Just a year later, the Supreme Court legalized abortion. Phyllis realized she could use the decision to gain support for her anti-ERA crusade. She appealed to religious fundamentalists, arguing traditional family values were under attack. Phyllis's tactic worked. The ERA steadily lost public support and was narrowly defeated, achieving ratification in 35 out of 38 states. You can learn more about the ERA, its promises, and status today in season one of another WMN original show, Ordinary Equality. I highly recommend checking it out. Phyllis's successful campaign against the ERA made her a national conservative figure. It helped jumpstart the family values and anti-abortion movements, which are still championed by modern conservatives today. Phyllis remained the chairwoman of the Eagle Forum and continued to fight against progressive movements. She regularly voiced opposition to illegal immigration, ballots in languages other than English, Title IX, and the introduction of AIDS education into public school curriculum. Phyllis died on September 5, 2016, at her home in St. Louis. She was 92 years old. Phyllis Schlafly was one of the most influential conservatives in American politics. Her beliefs were shared in her monthly newsletter and syndicated newspaper columns, radio commentaries, talk shows, and regular lectures across college campuses. Her pro-family movement led to decades-long conservative victories across all three branches of government.
Well, what's the matter with being against sin? Now, 7 of the 10 commandments are negative. 8 of the 10 articles in the American Bill of Rights are negative. In fact, their whole philosophy of government is saying what government cannot do. And that's the way you keep freedom, is putting the shackles on government in order to keep them from doing things to you that you don't want them to do to you.
All month, we're talking about ragers. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.